This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman John Shattuck, who represents his state's 3rd congressional district. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which has had jurisdiction over critical pieces of legislation, including the health care bill, which will now be the subject again of a bipartisan meeting suggested by the president with TV cameras rolling. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you. My pleasure.
Well, this is kind of a follow-up, of course, to the televised meeting of the president with your House Republican conference at your retreat in Baltimore. What do you think the outcome was of the first encounter, and what do you hope for the second time?
Well, I think the first encounter let the president dominate with the microphone, kind of filibuster a number of the issues and posture. Unfortunately, on health care, he stated a number of things that simply are not true. He also made some stunning concessions, having told the nation for the better part of a year that under his legislation, if you like your current plan, you will be able to keep it. He grudgingly conceded that that wasn't true under his legislation. But by and large, he kind of spun the issues because it was a pretty much a one-way show. House members got to ask some questions, but because he was the president at the front of the room, in front of the camera, I think he got to filibuster the answers.
What do you hope the discussion will include this time? Will it be pretty much the same format, and how do you expect it to go?
Well, I hope it's not the same format. He has said over and over again that he wants comprehensive reform, and he has said comprehensive reform along the lines of the current House and Senate bills. I think legislation along the lines of the current House and Senate bills, whether that's with a public option or worse still, if it's with an individual mandate compelling you and I to buy the product that the insurance companies are selling, which, oh, by the way, they keep raising the price on and delivering lousier and lousier service. If that's what he means, if he means this is a discussion to try to force through his idea of comprehensive reform along the lines of the current legislation, then I think it's a waste of time and not in the public interest. On the other hand, if he genuinely is seeking middle ground, if he now acknowledges that Republicans were shut out from the get-go and that we ought to be talking about serious reforms, ways to fix discrete problems like pre-existing conditions, if he's willing to embrace tort reform to pay for some of these reforms, if he's willing to look at forcing the insurance companies to compete with each other, which they don't do now, and thereby bring down the excessive cost of health care in America, then I think it can be a productive discussion.
Congressman, you brought up several points there that I want to get your reaction to briefly on each of these topics. First of all, he said that he's not willing to scrap the bill that's on the table right now, but perhaps modify it to include some more Republican concerns. Last week at the Senate Democratic retreat, he said that your ideas had been heard, had been implemented, and that you guys were the ones holding out on a couple of issues that the Democrats wanted.
Yeah, that was one of the points I made earlier about how the dialogue in Baltimore at the retreat simply was not accurate. He said, for example, that his bill allows a cross-state line purchase of health insurance, an idea I introduced and have championed in the Congress. His statement is, while technically correct, it's also technically false. What his bill says is that the individual states are authorized under his legislation to enter into compacts, one state agreeing with another, Arizona agreeing with California, to allow the sale of health insurance across state lines. Well, that's a great idea, except it's already current law. It adds nothing new to what Arizona and California can do today. What we wanted was legislation that says Arizona and California must allow purchase across state lines. So I think it was kind of a half-truth. He also said that there are high-risk pools in the federal legislation to take care of those who have pre-existing conditions. Well, there is a short-term high-risk pool that goes out of existence in 3 years. That's not the kind of high-risk pool that we Republicans have authored and would like to enact so that every single American could get coverage at a reasonable price, even if they have a pre-existing condition. So That discussion in Baltimore was kind of two ships passing at the night. There was agreement at the surface level, but if you get down to the real details, there was no agreement at all.
You mentioned real competition, sir. Some on Capitol Hill have suggested that means an end to the antitrust exemption for the industry. Is that what you're referring to, or what else needs to be part of the package here for real competition to exist?
Well, for real competition to exist, and I have no problem with ending the antitrust exemption, but for real competition to exist, you and I, as individuals, need to be given the opportunity to either accept the plan our employer offers us or take our own money, go buy a plan, including perhaps the money matched by our employer, and go buy a plan of our choosing. I think we've talked about this before. Right now, auto insurance companies compete with each other very aggressively. You turn on the TV at night and you'll see Allstate and Geico and Progressive pounding each other's heads in saying, buy your auto insurance from us and we'll give you better service at a lower price. You never, ever, ever see that for health insurance companies. And the reason you don't see it is because the tax code does not allow you and I to buy health insurance on our own. It says that if we want to go out and buy a health insurance policy on our own, then we have to pay for it with tax, with after-tax dollars, which makes it a third more expensive. The insurance companies, the big insurance companies that are protected in this bill says we must buy their product, they don't have to compete with each other. And we'll never bring down the cost of health insurance or the cost of health care until we force those insurance companies, those big fat cat health insurance companies, to compete with each other like auto insurance companies do, or life insurance companies do, or homeowners insurance companies do.
Congressman, one question before we let you go, and this actually relates to news about you that you made a few weeks ago in announcing that you will not be running for re-election. Tell our listeners briefly what's behind that decision and what you hope you will have accomplished, you and your colleagues will have accomplished, specifically on health care by the time you step down.
Well, I hope by the time I step down we'll be able to get in place some free market reforms, some reforms that let individual Americans pick a health care plan that meets their desires and their needs, one that they can fire if it doesn't perform for them. That's one of the problems we have right now, Greg, is your employer buys your health insurance. If it abuses you and doesn't give you the service you want, you can't fire it because you didn't hire it. My decision is I served for 15 years. At the end of this term, it will be 16, and I think I ought to leave with my constituents asking for more, not saying it was time for him to go. And I hope to move on to a bigger stage and continue to fight for the conservative ideals I believe in and for consumer choice health care.
Well, Congressman, we certainly look forward to talking to you about all these different issues in the future. Thanks very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Arizona Republican Congressman John Shattuck, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.